Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive. Out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Now, here's a classy place. You're not going to see Q-tips lying around on the floor here, I predict.
At the parking ramp, though. Well, all bets are off in there, I think. I don't know.
Are we connected? Is the ramp a
no,
part of
it? No.
You can't get blamed for the ramp.
No, I'm not. I would not hold the ramp against the convention center. No.
If I've said it once.
No. The parking ramp is its own self-contained
world.
Biosphere.
Yep. Quite a lot of things on the ground at a parking ramp.
Oh, boy.
All right, maybe you didn't like the word crisis earlier. Actually, it might sound like I'm going down a Bills road here, but I wasn't actually.
No.
Teams that I think right now have really no idea who their quarterback is next year. Like, no good idea. Miami. What do you think they want to do?
Start over.
Right.
Maybe they won't find a good answer to this question, and there will be, you know, compelling reasons to not dump Tua, the dead money most specifically, and just sort of, well, just hang out and tread water until it's a little more, you know, comfortable to part ways, and maybe we'll find our way to a better idea. So maybe that has to be, you know, someone in a meeting – probably should raise their hand and say, hey, if we're going to take on, you know, this dead money spread over 2 years, what are we going to do in the interim? Do we have a plan? And if the answer is we have no idea, then maybe you reconsider the taking on the dead money. But they're going to need to start over. The reason I like the clean sweep, you know, doing it now is because if they're going to change coaches at the end of the year, they've already changed the GM. What are you doing? You're going to keep Tua around and pretend like he's got a shot to be your guy moving forward? No one's going to believe that. But, you know, the Bills did that. They did that with Tyrod Taylor. They hung out for a year. They made the playoffs.
Yes.
Broke the drought. It didn't make a lot of sense at the time. I remember feeling like, well, you know, I'll just start over now. Draft Patrick Mahomes at 10. That to me seemed like a fine idea back then. But whatever. It worked out, obviously.
Or Deshaun Watson, who went right after
right
Mahomes in that draft.
So you could, but yeah, Miami definitely to me is a team that is on that list.
The Dolphins with Tua have been together for longer, where it would be, there'd be at least in the fan base, more of an appetite to start some go with someone new,
yeah.
whoever that is. I politely ask anybody to contribute names to who this someone new is going to be, or that's like a respectable enough idea. I mean, there are always rookies. It doesn't sound like it's loaded. I don't follow it as closely as most, but you know, I never hear that. So maybe I've got up to four maybes at
yeah.
quarterback in the draft. If it's like this year, that's not great.
I'm going to want to get a little further into, you know, looking at it and reading about the class. But I think did I mention this on the air or off the air? I know I mentioned it to you. I did see just a screenshot of, like, I think it was a PFF mock draft, and three of the top five picks maybe in that were quarterbacks. Now, you know, it's early. This was still October probably when I saw this. The Alabama kid and the Oregon kid, and there was another guy, the Indiana kid. Were the three, maybe three
Mendoza.
In the top, yeah, Mendoza, three in the top 10,
okay.
I think is what there was there. So, you know, 2.5 or three, I don't know, over, under 3.5 might be a number for the first round.
First round, not starters necessarily, but first round.
But, yeah, guys that could, you know, go, you know, you're going to have designs on the guy being your starter, maybe not right away, but, you know, you're going to have to, you know, that's going to be the plan.
Yep.
Is to do that. So,
right. Well, that plays. That plays for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Whether they have a different
yeah.
veteran instead
yeah.
of Tua or not. But that, okay.
The Jets are going to be in this line again.
Totally.
Now.
The Jets could, I mean, they don't even have the Tua
right.
complications.
They're free and clear.
Free and clear.
Although, I mean, Fields was 2 years, but whatever. It's not cumbersome. It wasn't huge money.
There'll be no debate.
No, they can easily get out from under whatever they're doing.
I mean, unless that goes way different yeah. in the next seven games or whatever they have left.
Cleveland's got a stable of guys they drafted this past year. Sanders hasn't played yet. Maybe we get to that at some point this season. Gabriel's playing, and it doesn't seem like it's going real well. So they're probably on this list. What saves them from the list is if Sanders does get in by Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving and plays 3, 4, 5 games and looks half decent, maybe like Penix looked last year, like, oh, yeah, okay. You'd even put that voice on and talk yourself into, yeah, we'll keep going with this.
Can you?
But good luck.
Can you talk yourself into that happening?
No. I was just merely mentioning it as a possibility.
Knowing how unpredictable this is. I mean, I just threw in like a comment about the 25 draft. The second quarterback picked in 2025 looks like he might be really good. Dart.
Yeah.
Ward doesn't look good. Then you get into Tyler Shug territory. It was not a rich year.
Right.
But Dart looks exciting and kind of has. They were here in the preseason, the first game of the preseason, and he looked good that day. Like, he's got mm-hmm. a concussion, but
right.
that's exciting. The Giants are not on my list.
No, that's a plan.
He's their week one starter.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. If healthy, no doubt.
No question. Yeah.
Dolphins, Jets, Browns, Steelers.
Right. They're going to have to do something else. What is that? Right. I don't want to say they always try to just keep going because, you know, that is usually what they do, but they did have the Kenny Pickett, you know, thing. They drafted him and he went in. And that was over before it even really got in the air. I don't know. Rudolph was not a first-round pick, but they did a little of that with him too. But they to me, will be a team. Like, Mac Jones is going to be somebody's answer, and I'll bet it's gone well enough for him that there's a bidding war, and then we can't believe the contract he signs.
That sounds exactly right. Yes.
Like, somebody's giving him how much guaranteed?
Yes.
It's $40 million a year? What? What? But, you know, it's so desperate, and if there's enough of these teams that end up on this list, he's going to be right at the top of the market, I think.
He is making himself some money right now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Rodgers, if he wants, I mean, I don't know. No. End it.
If I'm, I mean, I said to Ross, I would bet on them missing the playoffs. I haven't actually placed this bet, but I would bet on them missing. Then whether he wants to play or not, I think they're going to go, yeah, we're done. It seems like it's gone. You know, either the Steelers are really good at keeping a lid on everything that usually accompanies Rodgers, or it's just been good. Like there's no outside stuff that's been messing that up. It's just like, you know, he has games. He doesn't have a lot of them, but you know, the game Sunday was hellaciously bad.
Yes, it was. Plus 180 to make it. Pittsburgh, so you're on the...
Yeah, I'm on the right side of that.
I guess. You're the favorite.
Yeah. So I think they'll cut. If they make it, then maybe it's a conversation. But...
I love that you thought of Mac Jones, because that is totally going to happen.
Because they're not even games... I'm still hung up on Pittsburgh here. But like the games they've won, it's mostly like he's had some good... He's good in the red zone, and that's really it. He's not. He has not been good this year. But you know, he's good when it matters. They get in the end zone enough, and they won these games, and they win some games where they take it away five times or whatever.
Right. That's how they beat Indianapolis and New England.
Right. That's right.
Two loss teams have losses to the Steelers that are the same loss.
Five turnovers.
Five or six. The Indianapolis even had six.
Yeah, I think that's right. New England, I think, had five.
Crazy.
So yeah. So I think they'll bail on that.
All right. Pittsburgh. Does Brissett start week one for somebody? Somebody's going to do that. They all go the same way. Where like you get a couple of games and it's different and better, and then Flacco.
Yeah. How are they set up draft capital wise? Do you have any idea?
No.
If they got anything extra, like could they regardless, they could draft the fourth guy in this year's quarterback class.
Sure.
And hang on to Brissett to just, mind the store while the kid learns.
I like it.
So that might be a bet I'd make, that Brissett stays put in Arizona. They trust him enough, maybe he's a good mentor, whatever, like that could work. Murray is out of there. That is over.
That's not easy, though.
No, but they'll do it. I think they'll do it. Nobody there has any attachment to him. They've got a financial attachment to him, but I think they'll find their way to bite that off.
Carolina. Come on.
Wow, you can't just keep going. Right? This would be...
You'd rather not, but it's 2 years, first overall. Your coach is your quarterback whisperer guy. I guess maybe you leave it up to him, but that'll be tough if they start year three with him.
Yes.
I think at this point.
Yes.
Young. Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
Somewhat the same. Where they are now is 3-6.
Yeah, it isn't as much. He hasn't played. Well, Young has been hurt too, but he hasn't played as much. Penix, he barely played last year, and then this year it's not going well. Yeah, they could get itchy. That's a team that I would say could sign Kirk Cousins, but they already have him. They're probably not going to do that.
Can you do that?
They're probably not going to do that.
I'm not smart enough to know how to do that.
But they I think maybe right now I'd bet they hang on and go with Penix again, but no one's going to think that's a great idea, I don't think. But I don't know if they'll have a better idea.
Jacksonville.
I think Lawrence sticks.
Do you?
Yes. I can't. I find nothing about his game appealing. I mean, absolutely nothing about his game appealing. But the coach is in his first year. The contract, like that's not quite Tua yet. I don't think. I think they'll stick it out.
One more year?
Yeah. It's not, I don't think it's going to turn around, but I think they'll keep going.
Tennessee.
100% Cam Ward's their starter next year.
Wow.
If there were like an unquestioned, I can't believe we have the good fortune to have the first overall pick this year with this quarterback, Andrew Luck, sitting up here, then maybe you go one and done. I just think everything, the coach got fired. Everything's just been a mess.
Not a lot of good players.
Right. They will talk themselves into it, and I don't know if they'll be right. I mean, I feel very distant from the notion of, like, no, he's good, which I was reading a lot, like, 4 weeks into the season. Everyone who was writing that or saying that has stopped writing and saying it. But I think they'll keep going. Because of the situation, it was so bad. They'll want to, like, clean, like, new coach. They'll get a guy in and, like, see if they can get that stabilized. So I would predict they stay put.
Minnesota. There are so many of these teams. And they're in a couple of different buckets. Minnesota, Carolina, Atlanta, Tennessee. Dare I even include Denver in this? I mean, Denver has a great record, and that would be pretty incredible.
I think you're reaching to include Denver.
Maybe. But if his team has a different defense and is called the Atlanta Falcons then it's the same.
Yeah.
He was never actually good.
But the situation warrants him staying.
Okay. Still, I got four other ones, if not five, mm-hmm. that the question becomes, is he still so young that we keep going? And what usually happens when it's like that? It usually doesn't get better.
Right. Minnesota, because of the Darnold situation, the Cousins situation, the Darnold situation, I mean, they have to keep going with J.J. McCarthy, I think. I don't know that he will have earned it, but that one would really stun me. If they, and then, you know, again, there's a lot of football left, right? They got seven games left. How many? What do they play? They got eight games left.
Eight games left.
4 and 5. So
not dead.
Can he play them all? That would be a good start. Like if he can like play however many games in a row that would end up being.
Schedule's really hard.
From when he got back into the end of the year.
They have Chicago this week.
I think almost, like, within reason. Like, assuming he just doesn't look completely unqualified or something. I think they'd be – that's a tough move to make after everything they pushed away to go with him.
Okay.
I think. So even though that, you know, there's some whispers, like you whispered it, a lot of people were whispering, like, is he hurt? Did they bench him? Like, what's going on here? And then Wentz got hurt, and, you know, that's over now. I still think he'll stick.
Saints. Blow it up. Second round pick. Playing now. It's what makes that selection almost always so treacherous. Because you just are, you've gone right down the middle.
Right.
The first round pick, you can understand it. Minnesota, you can understand it. Second round pick, it's tougher.
Yes.
And that guy was never a good prospect, really. It was a strange pick.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's easier to get out of. But then why'd you do it?
Right.
That team needed help everywhere. And they didn't give him the job anyway. He eventually got it.
Right. If I were them, I mean, I've not watched a minute of Shuck. Play football yet. Really, I just have not. Maybe a red zone play or two, but I've not.
They're never in the red zone.
I might sooner guess that they go back to Rattler and do that next year than like, at least Rattler. There were people that were telling you, like, Rattler, he's got the skill set. He's got, there's something there. They got to figure out how to get it, you know, get it on the tracks. But there's something there. Shuck, I don't know.
Vegas, obvious.
That's Kirk Cousins all day long.
Or Brady.
Or Brady, right. Right, it's got to be, yeah. They'll,
But it's time to do the rookie thing.
It is, and they will, if I'm right. Like, if that's all one and done with all the big names that they have there on that coaching staff, led, of course, by Pete Carroll, then the veteran move. I mean, they just did that, right? I mean, that's what Geno Smith is. So maybe they just go clean sweep and start over.
Well, I think that might be the list.
It's a good. Did you keep track of how many teams that is? It's a half a dozen.
It's a dozen or more. Wow. It's double digits. I think teams like Indianapolis, Denver, yeah. Houston. I mean, Indianapolis and Denver in their own category because of being 8-2. But there's still a long way to go. And if this season goes back to Allen, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, even May, they're likely still asking themselves the question that teams like that are always asking. Is our guy good enough to beat those guys? Are they good enough to win? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's nice, you know, we're relevant. But the playoffs will be super big for Jones, I think, and maybe Knicks. I mean, Knicks has already been to the playoffs once. A lot can change. Not
you
if
just,
you're the
you,
Saints.
You just need to keep mentioning Knicks. You're very proud of Knicks being on this list, and I'm going to yell at you every time. I just,
well, you're obviously not watching him either, then.
It doesn't matter. They're winning. He will keep his job.
Okay.
Peyton loves him. He was his hand-picked guy.
That's right.
He is not – the coach is the most powerful person in the organization.
That's right.
So the coach loves him. They're going to keep going. There's just no question about that.
He doesn't have to love him forever, though.
That's right. But they're 8-2. Like he's going to love that.
So far, the record is good.
Yeah.
See what happens Sunday. They host Kansas City. Late game on Sunday when ours is wrapped up. Be good to watch that.
Good.
Chiefs-Broncos. Assuming we get it, which I shouldn't do. We'll find out.
I will find out during the break.
We're at the Convention Center for tonight's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame ceremony. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you live in third and long situations, they're not necessarily two-dimensional. And so it allows, you know, teams with good pass rushers and to be able to pin their ears back. And, you know, we got to do everything we can to stay out of those situations. And yesterday was running the ball, was getting us behind the chains. I continue to do a better job of staying in two-dimensional situations.
Thanks to a friend who texted me that Mac Jones will not be a free agent.
Ah,
we've decided it doesn't matter.
It's a technicality. Somebody will trade for him and then give him the contract that I just talked about. That will happen. Although, the 49ers probably would like to hang on to him, I would imagine, if he's cheap, which he probably is, and they're worried about Purdy. Well, maybe that'll depend on how the rest of the season goes when Purdy, you know, can, he can get through it and play well, get through the playoffs or whatever, should they make it.
6-4 when Joe Ostrowski was on with us last week. That came up, San Francisco. And remember I said I made a bet that they would miss the playoffs while he was talking about it.
Right, that's right. Yes.
And, you know, good first week. Good first game for that action because they got pounded by the Rams. The Rams might be great.
The Rams, I think, are scary.
Rams-Seattle, did you find it? Like, that's 4:25 this week, too.
I did. We are getting the Chiefs and the Broncos. There is, hang on, I had
maybe
it.
The other one too.
There is, we're getting them both. Fox will have Seattle, L.A., Rams at 4, and then 4:25 CBS will have Chiefs, Broncos. So we got them, that's going to be a remote workout. Or a workout for the remote. A remote workout would be working out somewhere remote.
Like this.
Workout for the, sure, correct. That's tasty. Yeah, that is tasty.
Who do you like?
I'm always going to lean Rams. I just love Stafford. Adams is having a real nice year there.
He might be hurt.
Yeah,
Devontae. Oblique.
Adams. Yeah.
I don't know what his status is, but Seattle looks so good too.
Yes, they do.
I wonder. We're talking about quarterbacks some today, and when we got to Minnesota, the point about Darnold is like, oh. Do they have to sort of, like, keep playing that poker game?
Mm-hmm.
We blew this one, but maybe we can still come out looking all right with McCarthy. I wonder if Darnold and other guys like him, you know, Mayfield also, similar, these, if you will, reclamation project guys, does that play a role in what some of these teams will do? Tua, very possibly the Dolphins thing, I know it happened Sunday, but that's so far gone that they'll want to just replace everybody. That we've hit our heads on the ceiling, you know, this many years with Tua, not able to crack that. He needs to go.
I absolutely believe that's what's going to happen there.
It very well could. Somebody else could like him.
I kind of doubt that. He'll be in the league. He'll be on a team. But I don't think he'll even be as sought after. If he gets released, I don't think he's as sought after. I think a team would rather pay an asset to get Mac Jones from San Francisco than sign Tua. I just think there is a school of thought out there, and it only takes one team, I know, but that he just athletically is so limited that it's just you really got to thread a needle for it to all work. And the fact that it has not worked often enough, I mean, it started out great with McDaniel, but it has gone off the rails, and they cannot really get it back on track. I mean, they won, he hit a couple passes, but it wasn't like some masterclass where he, you know, and in the game here, they didn't do a lot. They were in the game. I don't know, man.
You know what you're getting.
I think he is damaged by just how it's all looked. Like, I think the eye test really fails him. I just don't think you trust that he can make all the throws, and so you know what you're signing up for there. I'd be surprised if he walks into a starting job somewhere else.
Well, I guess we're only halfway in this, whatever it is, project or something, because it's one thing to come up with 12 to 14 teams that should be pondering someone new in their future, but let's go find 12 to 14 players.
Right. How many will actually do it because they don't trust that they can find a better alternative? Miami could end up there too. They could, because if enough of these teams, like if enough of these teams are looking for Mac Jones or Kirk Cousins, right, there's only so many of those guys, And if Miami doesn't pull one of them in, then maybe they just talk themselves into, okay, well, the money and, you know, new coach maybe, or keep going with McDaniel. I don't know.
By the way, Mac Jones.
I know, right?
Right. What is that even?
But I do think because of, I think you alluded to this earlier, and I like this point. I think I made it last week. Because of what has happened with Darnold, what happened, Geno Smith is the first one of these. Going out to Seattle and like, oh, he's the best, most accurate passer in the league? What? That happened. Darnold's happened. You had even your Flacco meteor here this year. But what Steichen has done with Daniel Jones, I think lots of front offices will talk themselves into, I can make Mac Jones work. I can make this guy work. Maybe even guys will get jobs based on selling ownership or managers on, I can make this, your name here, I can make that work.
It depends who's doing the talking.
Right.
Whether you believe it.
But I just think the temptation to go that route will be higher than ever because it's worked with, you know, there's a hand, you know, you don't think about the misses, right? The reclamation projects that have, you know, not worked. You look at the success stories, and there's enough of them, I think, that will become a more popular idea. Recycling guys be like, you know, coaches.
Yeah.
Well, he's done it. Okay. He knows the passcode. Let him in.
Here at the Convention Center, it's the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame ceremony tonight. 12 new inductees. No curlers. Sal was just over talking about how he participates in some of the voting process. Mm-hmm. And missed an opportunity. I'm not sure when I'll get to talk to Sal again. But I missed an opportunity to mention curling. Is there one curling?
I'll send you his number.
Figure in the, it's hundreds of people in the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. Shouldn't there be one? Who is the, I'm not expecting you to know.
Yeah,
I do not know. Who is the godfather or godmother of Buffalo curling?
That is not a story that I know. Are you sure that there isn't anyone?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just asking, I mean, would there be?
There are, I think I saw the numbers. I think with tonight's class, it's like 400 and some people.
There's got to be one.
That are in this thing. So the idea that none of them would have been
Buffalo Curling Club, yeah, maybe founders.
Somebody who went on and had some international success.
Right.
Or even collegiate.
This week's the trials, I know you know.
Is there college curling?
Maybe in Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe there is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never hear about it.
This
week's the Olympic trials.
Of course.
Men and women.
Yeah.
They're not, I think, competing for a spot in the Olympics. I think they're competing for a spot to try for the Olympics with other countries. We don't have an automatic bid.
Oh, I see. Oh.
And I watched some of it today. I think it's in South Dakota. And in the House, it's written Milana Cortina. New rule. One city for your Olympic. Is that the Buffalo Orchard Park Bills? Just one place. Pick. Just boil it down to one. You can have events in Cortina. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But I don't need two places. It just makes it more confusing to remember where the Olympics were in a certain year. Beijing, bam. They probably spread that out.
I think the two names, well, I disagree and I think strongly with
this. Okay, well, you would.
I think the two names makes it stand out and makes it more likely that I'll remember it.
Ugh.
Milana Cortina, whereas if it's Italy, where was that? I remember Turin. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, right, because there was one.
Right.
Torino.
I like this.
I don't know.
It's more likely I remember.
That's,
I think,
shocking almost.
All right.
Quick timeout from the Convention Center here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, at the Convention Center, it's the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. With us now, one of the inductees, Mike Butchkowski. Longtime executive with the Bisons, and your sports life goes back before that. I read how you played at Tymon. I've got a Canisius jacket, nothing personal. My son is a student. But congratulations. You got group tonight?
I do. I have a big group, and just saw some people I didn't even know were coming. You know, it's really great to see what Jeff Liebner, my PAL baseball coach, showed up. I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, so. Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's great. Great to see everybody. Should be a fun night.
You just pointed out Terry Collins to
us. Terry came in last night through delays and flights and cancellations, and he hasn't stopped letting me hear about it since he arrived. So, yeah, we had dinner last night.
True friend.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to talk about the Blue Jays all the time.
Yeah. Right, I know. That's right.
I went up to game two. They were so close. What an excruciating loss in all of it, right? I mean, to have that look at it and just all the cruel ways that it got away from them.
Yeah, the two things that stick out to me, being at the game, when Clement hit the ball at left center, I thought it's over. It's going off the wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, David Roberts just put the guy, Pages, into center field. He crashes into left fielder, makes the catch. And then the play at the plate where the catcher, his foot comes off the plate, and he somehow gets it back down just in time.
Somehow that moment lasted like a year for me.
You're right.
Because when you see his foot come up, you got it. Like, you know, there's no way he gets.
They never get it back down, and he somehow got. But what a great World Series. One of the things that was really cool, in Game 7, but in a few of the other games, every starting player on the Blue Jays wore a Bison uniform at one time.
Right.
The only time that didn't happen is when Gausman pitched. We never had Gausman.
Okay.
But all those other ones, whether they were rehab guys or young guys coming up or guys that spent time with us, it was great to see.
Well, do you feel like the relationship, maybe this was helped along by the Jays coming to play here themselves, obviously the affiliation, but it feels like there's more, maybe it's just I'm in a bubble with the show here, because we were both really into Toronto in this series. Like Mike said, he went up to game two. It feels like there's more of a Jays foothold here than I ever remember.
I think so for sure. I mean, it's still a Yankees, you know, and I grew up a Red Sox fan, so that pains me to admit. But, you know, Yankees is still predominant. But I think you're right. I think over the years now, we've been affiliated with them since 2013. So I see more and more Blue Jay stuff around in Buffalo, people wearing hats, people following the players. You know, more people from the Blue Jays will tell us, and more people from West New York are coming up to Toronto for the game. So, yeah, it's taken a while, but, yeah, I definitely think there's a Blue Jays
It probably helps in some way, maybe subconsciously, that we don't have to be scared about the Bills ever disappearing to Toronto. Well, like, it makes us more welcoming of that, of rooting for a team like that.
You're exactly right. And years before that, when Cleveland was going to Columbus and we were talking about, you know, who are we going to go with, the Mets or the Blue Jays, that was a real part of our decision. Like, people in Buffalo are scared to death, we're going to lose the Bills to Toronto. How can we affiliate with them, you know? And that was definitely part of it in our decision.
Yeah, let's not position ourselves as a farm team of Toronto.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, especially if they're going to steal our football team.
Right.
I mean, it was, of course, under the worst, some of the worst circumstances. But to get the Jays here like you had them, I always loved this point, going to games there when the stadium, the ballpark had been remade for the Jays, and even said washrooms instead of bathrooms.
Yes, it did. And the Blue Jays font on the numbers on the section, they used the three lines and... Well, yeah, that was surreal. That was crazy.
And it's really cool to get good memories out of that too. I'd like to mention I went to one game when I also am a Red Sox fan, Mike, and Duran hit his first career home run in it was a grand slam in the first inning, and that's like a cool little.
Yeah,
I happened to be at a game in Toronto when Youkilis made his debut and hit his first career home run. So it's nice to have that in your backyard.
Yeah, to see it happen in Buffalo is cool. We saw a triple play. The Yankees turned a triple play there. One of the best moments, I thought, was Jonah Heim playing for Texas. And he got a standing ovation when he was, you know, a local kid. And they announced his name. He got a standing ovation. I think he hit a home run or he got a couple of hits that day. But, yeah, there were so many cool moments from those years.
I was there for that. And he maybe wasn't his first hit or time up, but he singled for Texas. And Guerrero is such a seemingly jovial guy. Yeah. And there's Guerrero. I'm way down by the left field foul pole, so I don't know. But there's Guerrero talking to Jonah Heim. It just must have been a great conversation.
Yeah.
You know, congratulations or something. Like,
right.
Why are you so popular? I wonder what Guerrero
why are they cheering you?
What's he talking about with Jonah?
Right.
Well, I mean, this is a special honor. I'm sure you would agree. Yeah. And, I mean, do you know John Murphy, one of the other inductees tonight. Do you know many of the others? I mean, a few were posthumous inductees.
Yeah, no, not really, but I met them at the press conference we had a couple of months ago and got a chance to meet them. I was on the Hall of Fame committee for a long time over the years, and I remember Jill Votley, the skier, name coming up all the time, and I always said, how do we not have her in here? She's a medalist. She's an Olympic medalist. And so I got a chance to meet her and Claire Anderson and a few others. But, yeah, it'll be great, and especially Murph. I was an intern. You know, I had one of the greatest jobs. My internship, finishing college, I sat next to Rick Jenneret for the whole year and fed him statistics and things. And then I would edit tape for Murph. And I remember Murph one time saying to me, hey, the Timon basketball game, you're a Timon guy. Why don't you go? I said, okay, I'll go. He says, call in at halftime and give me an update. I said, okay. I call him in at halftime. He said, I'm going to put you on the air. I go, you're going to what? Put me on the air.
On BN?
Yeah, on BN, the one-on-one sports. He put me on the air. I did a little recap of the first half for Murph. So.
Were you with the Bisons when they were still at the Rock Pile?
That was my first year, 1987. Okay. I came in June, middle of the season.
Because Murph's show was on then, of course.
Yep.
And I would have been 15. And he would have trivia. And one of the questions was something about the last game or the second-to-last game. I think I was at the second-to-last game at the Rock Pile. And I remember calling in with a guess. It's different now, and I think this is probably good. He'd take the guesses live. You know, like Bulldog, you work in that kind of thing where he didn't always have a screener or something like this.
Right.
You call in, you get through, he picks up.
Right.
And, you know, your guess?
You're on the air.
And it was something about something that happened in that game, and I think I called in five times until I got it.
Yeah, and he would just say, nope, sorry, you're wrong.
Hang up. Try again.
No caller ID.
Right. No.
Yeah. Well, congrats again, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
It's been
really
a long time since we've spoken. I'm glad to have done that today.
I listen to you guys all the time. You do a great job.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
Congratulations.
Okay. We think we'll have Murph over as we continue here from the Convention Center with Mike Buczkowski, Mike Schoep, and the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.